The bill's first stop is the House Finance Committee, where a Monday morning hearing attracted a large crowd. One of the supporters was Henry Lippman with the New Hampshire Hospital Association. He said his organization strongly supports the measure and told lawmakers not only would it be good for the state's economy, but most importantly, it would help patients.
Particularly those in the donut hole, those are the individuals today who are between 0 and 100% who often come to apply for marketplace assistance and only to find out that they're too poor to get coverage.
The bill proposes to use federal funding to cover the cost of private health insurance for an estimated 50,000 low-income adults. Opponents fear the costs will become too burdensome. The proposal does require lawmakers to reauthorize the program by the end of 2016, when federal funding is expected to drop to 90%. The committee hopes to get the bill before the democratically controlled House by the end of the month. Governor Maggie Hassan, who supports the plan, says coverage should be ready by July 1st for the newly eligible. For NHPR News, I'm Michael Brindley.